still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Silence the voice right there, I know.
Ah, life.
It was fun. Yeah. Squatters. I've got a great beginning to my day, though. Last night, of course, I got to go to Ocean 44 with the head honcho. And the
slumming
other head
it
honcho,
over there.
I slummed it with Ocean 44 with
he slummed it with us at lunch yesterday for a little while.
We ate the whole burrito too. So Tripp says yesterday at the dinner, yeah, Ginny and I eat whole burritos for lunch, so we're not that hungry. I'm like, yeah, all right.
Well,
that's
I
fine.
Am.
That's fine. I'm like, I'm actually okay too, so we'll keep her light. And then the waiter comes by, and Tripp knows his oysters, and I'm an oyster guy. But like Tripp said yesterday, it's mainly a vehicle to get smoke and hot cocktail sauce into my system. That's what oysters are. And so we get this atomic cocktail sauce. But Tripp's like, right on the heels of saying, I'm not really, we're not going to go crazy eating because we had big burritos.
Bring me the world.
Num, 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 num. So the guy said, and he asked Jenny, he said, do you eat oysters? She's like, no. So I'm like, I'll go. He said, how many? No, I don't know. I'll eat whatever you want to get.
Five dozen.
All right. 18 of the blue point. And I'm like, wait a second. 18 of anything's too much before dinner. And then what? And next thing you know, we crushed all 18. So then we get, the meals come. And Tripp orders this. Ocean 44 has this thing called a salmon pizza. It's a hash brown pizza. And it's got like, I don't know what's on it.
But we all had that night.
We ate it that night. We were there. And it's amazing. So Tripp gets that. And steaks all around. He's got a sea bass on the table. And Jenny doesn't finish her steak because she had a whole burrito. So she's like, you can give it to the dogs. And I'm like, we'll doggy bag that up. Knock that out. And then we ate half of the salmon hash brown pizza. Knock that out. Anyway. Long story short, I wake up this morning. I'm like, ugh, what the hell's wrong with my car? Guess who forgot to bring the doggy bag in last night? And that is not a pleasant stink. Hash brown and meat.
Oh.
It was bad.
Filet of turd.
It was bad. And it's still out there if you guys want to go give a whiff, because I didn't take it out. I just drove here with it. It's still in the car. I'm going to see if I can get the death smell to go while the sun cooks it.
Oh, get it out.
Well, I was going to actually just leave it on the sidewalk and see how many homeless people that wander up and down the street, because there are. Take a look at a bag from Ocean 44 and go, I've heard good things, man. And just start having steak.
You think the word of mouth has trickled down about
Ocean 44? Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding? Everyone knows. Y'all heard about Ocean 44? Man, I found a bag of it. And just because there's that one dude that walks up and down the street every day. I don't know where he's going, but he doesn't look like he's to a shower. That's not where he's headed.
Maybe he'll see you drop the bag and a couple days later, thank you for that salmon jerky.
Yeah. Well, it could be. Hey, man, where are you going tomorrow?
Put his order in.
I have some lasagna from a couple nights ago in the back seat if you're interested. But, yeah, that stink is real. It is not a good thing. And we've all done that stupid thing where you forget the to-go bag in the car.
Yep.
Oh, it's brutal. And then when it's that high end, I still think to myself, it's good. It's too expensive to throw out.
You ever forget Mama's gravy in the car?
No.
It sounds so dirty.
Oh, man.
Doesn't that sound filthy? That just sounds gross.
If you're making Mama's gravy to the car, you're not eating it right.
Back in the single days, though, I had those little TV dinner type things and stuff like that, the frozen stuff.
Really?
And I forgot to pull it. It fell out of the bag and went under a car seat. Mm. So like 3 days later, I'm like, the hell is that smell? And I'm like, oh, man.
TV dinner's
under
rotting.
The seat, hungry man.
Yeah.
My buddy Kevin, and he's passed away since, and this might be karma for why, left a hamburger in my car, and he stuffed it under the front seat so it didn't slide around while we drove, and then he forgot it. And I'm driving to work, and I'm like, I got to sell this thing. I don't know what's going on. And I didn't know why. And then I hit the brakes, and I saw the little styrofoam kind of jut forward and then go back under. And I'm like, there's something under there.
Oh.
And it was like a 4 day old hamburger that had started to summer.
Yeah.
And it had started to get really bad. And the car smelled so off. My friend, my dad spilled in my car. Let me borrow your car. I'm going down to Mexico with some friends. I'm like, all right. It was the Bronco too.
Oh.
And he decides to get some street shrimp.
Oh.
And stuff it into a cooler.
You can't get that out.
Well, he spilled the cooler of street shrimp water all over the thing. We vacuumed it up. Scott and I vacuumed it up. It should be fine.
Not good. All right.
And the summer came by, and you'd have thought I was hauling corpses. It was That's the worst thing ever. We had to sell that car in fall because if heat got to it, no one would ever buy it. The poor bastard that got that hit May.
You never got the call.
What's going on with this thing?
You never got
thing?
The call back from that guy? Hey,
No. And let me apologize to Burge Ford for that trade-in.
Oh, you traded it in even that's what, better.
Yeah, it was not. Sorry about that, gang.
This that might surprise you, but food doesn't last too long in my car.
Is that right?
It's left in
even
there.
If it's left in there?
Yeah, I don't think it does. I just don't forget that.
Brady's like, lost. He's never experienced any of this before.
What are you, like a truffle pig? If somebody leaves food, you find it?
I smell like a bear.
I'm impressed. Or some would say a garbage
scavenger. No, I've left, but the seafood is, you can't get out.
No, I don't do seafood take home. Most of the time, I'm knocking that out at the table. Well, I clean my plate. This was basically the over order of the salmon pizza. I don't think it was the salmon one. I think it was something. It was just a hash brown pizza with it's so good. And then Jenny's steak and some Brussels sprouts. That's really what's giving the car its fine aroma. The Brussels sprouts are still in there. But I'm going to cook them today. I'm going to see. And I might go out and eat them. Maybe we'll get Jeremy to eat them.
Oh.
That's the closest it'll be for me taking to Jeremy to Ocean 44. It's like there's some in the car if you want it. Boss, can you take me down to Ocean 44? No, better yet, I'll bring Ocean 44 to you. It's been in my car for a day waiting for the day.
I admit it was tasty.
He's pulling in now. I'll just unlock. Hey, Jeremy, as you're listening, I'll just unlock the door, and you can take the here. He's in the car listening, and I'm sure I just watched him pull in. Jeep's unlocked. He can grab the food. There may be some more food in there as well. And then yesterday I had a crazy day. I went to the doctor, and then I had to go to – I met with a guy who is – a crypto Superman. Like, he understands cryptocurrency better than anybody. His name's Ryan. Good dude. And so we had lunch. And Ryan is smarter than me, like, astronomically. And it reminded me of the time I had lunch with that quantum physicist. And there's nothing
get
worse.
Get those two guys together.
I'll be honest with you. There's nothing worse than the third time during a meal when he says something and then stops and looks at me and realizes,
you're
I don't know
there.
What he's saying.
It's not registered.
And he says, do you know what that is? And I have to go, And then, okay, well, what that is when. And I'm like, oh. The first time I'm like, he's like, are you familiar with that? And I'm still cool. I'm like, no, I don't know what that is. And you're still okay learning. Second time, you go blank, and you see him notice. And then you're like, oh, okay, so let me explain that, because I think
I lost you.
Yeah, no, I don't get that. And then the third time, do you know what that word was?
No. Why do you keep trying?
I wasn't taking notes.
All I'm here for is tacos.
But he's trying to explain cryptocurrency to me and stuff. And I get little bits and pieces. I've got some stuff involved in it, but I don't. But he said something that was like, it's the same as when money first started. And he said, and there's nothing, our money is as fake as cryptocurrency is.
That's exactly what somebody explained it
and
to
I'm
me.
Like,
other
yeah.
than coin, right?
No.
No, no, it's still fake.
Coins are made of no value.
It's by anything.
Back in the day, it had value
back
more
in
than
the
anything.
Day.
No, because you gave because it value.
The
no,
actual
there's no
element.
Value to it.
But back in the day.
Yeah, it was on the gold standard.
It was on the gold standard. Yeah. Back in the day, coins were made of something.
Yeah.
It's not the case anymore.
Yeah. Right.
And it is. It's basically the if everybody believes it and stands by it, it's
papers,
it's
of promissory
value.
Note.
Same with diamonds.
Yep.
Diamonds are just rocks. We've decided to add value to them.
And De Beers just happens to own all of them.
They own a ton of them. But if they, you know, they just hand out the rocks and we're like, we like the value of these rocks. We do the value. And he said, so it's the same thing. He goes, it is the wish list of, I hope this is something that has value. And you start listening to this stuff and you're like, my God, what was it like the first guy who said, you know what, I'm tired of. And it would have been as confusing as a guy who said, I printed up a bunch of these little gold circles. This is what we're going to use. Instead of like your bartering system of like what you're good at right. and what I'm good
so
at.
So everybody gets them? Oh, no. And I've only printed up this many.
So how many people would be like, well, how do I even get this stuff?
Right.
Like it would be the same thing as do I hold it or do you hold it? It's the exact same thing. And so crypto is like it changed me a little because my brain starts saying this is very much a fantasy that if enough people say, okay – it becomes reality.
Right.
It becomes value. And then you start to realize this has been going on since the beginning of time. Gold.
Right.
Whatever's
for whatever
value.
Whatever reason. Whatever everyone agrees.
Pepper.
Right.
Back in the
it day. Used to be
the
money.
Trade. Yeah.
Born in gold.
But it's the thing that like whatever we decide has value is valuable. Right. So if enough people do it, houses, it's just going to be. Well, houses have a
little bit different
purpose.
Like, and we do it all the time. Weird. Look at the, I mean, earlier this morning, the shoe market. The
sure.
value that's came on, right. on Nike tennis shoes.
But there's
shoes,
a difference or, between like a thing that actually is.
It's and demand.
A, but it's a functional thing. Like people understand tangible functional things. Yeah. A shoe, a house, a thing that you can hold and say, this goes over my foot and does this for my foot. There's a value to it beyond just the money. With money itself, it's just, well, we all agree this particular green piece of paper. We're all, yeah, okay. Okay, good. Then we all agree that this particular
thing. I'll take 100 of those.
Right. It's money. So, but it's not like a, like, because shoes, like you're in a barter guy. You like to say, like, I'll trade you orange drink for shoes, which happens on the streets every day. I knew Brett would like that. I knew he'd like that too much. But yeah, that's the thing. But if you walked up to the street and said, I hold this piece of paper and say it's valuable, do you agree? It's like, yes, good, here, now give me your shoes.
Yeah, all you need is the one person to agree.
That's it. And that's basically what this is coming down to. So I just sat there. But I countless amount of times he's talking, goes, and then I got swatted. Do you know what that is?
No.
And then the poor guy had to go to, like, the dictionary of words to, like, help me along with the conversation. The next thing
swatted is basically hacked, right?
That's a long story. Kind of, yeah, it's hacked. You get swatted, you get hacked. So in the middle of it, I'm sitting there staring at him and all this stuff. And on the corner, in the corner of my eye, they're recapping the NFL draft. And I'm like, I understand that.
You've got low attention span.
So I turn and I'm like, do you follow football? Because that's what an idiot would say in the middle of a smart conversation. He goes, no, I don't really like sports. We're going to struggle to talk now. When it's my turn, I'm totally Brian Regan the entire lunch. But the crypto stuff's fascinating. It really – and I've been involved in little bits of it for a while. Nothing. He talked to me – this same guy talked to me about a year and a half ago and said, I got to get you involved in this thing. I want to talk to you about it. I'm like, I don't understand it. It's out of my league. Bitcoin was at like $4,000 when he said do it. He's like, now's the time. I'm like, I don't understand any of it. I'm like, I don't want to be stupid and put my money in something that I don't understand.
It was like cell phones back in the day.
Right. I just don't understand it. So I'm ignoring it because I don't understand it. Well, had I done what he asked me to do, there would have been a drastic increase in my tuxedo closet. I would have had a lot more of those. I'd have been doing a lot more high fashion balls. I would have had a lot of money. But then I started to realize, oh, I was being stupid by saying, I don't understand it, so I won't get involved. Instead of saying, I am stupid, I need to understand it and try to get involved. I don't think you can understand it. I don't think you can. But it is true. It's the Dogecoin thing, the Dogecoin. That's the one thing that people – it started as a joke. It was literally a joke to show people, like, this is – there's nothing here. This is a word. There's no business. There's no place. We produce nothing. And then enough people were like, okay, I'll buy into that. And now it's a thing. And it's got, you know, Mark Cuban's behind it. And it's crazy because it's all about a belief of
just
whether
all
or not it's valuable.
Just companies that are taking it. Starbucks will take it now in
take
the app.
It, though. See, I still don't get that. Like,
my friend was
because
asking.
In Coinbase,
I have a wallet.
You have a wallet. You use your Bitcoin wallet to move money over into your Starbucks account.
I get that. And then you build your account there.
And then Starbucks gets the benefit of the Bitcoin you just gave
and
them.
And their computer understands your computer, so you guys don't have any intermediate. Exactly. So it's just straightforward. Yep. No banks. Nobody's holding anything.
Yep.
So it's crazy. But
again, I don't understand it either, but that's what I understand.
But I do understand the philosophy of if enough people believe it, it's a thing. Which is scary because that means we can be manipulated by anything, which we are. I remember I got into a fight with a guy at Tony Roma's who didn't want to – he tried to pay for a party of – and I'm the manager. I'm 20 years old. A party of six. He writes a check with no name, no number. It just looked like a piece of paper with some lines on it that he'd put together
like
at home.
Like the old ones where they give you the blank one and you have to write in
like
your
like when
own?
You first get an account. But these were his checks. And he's like, here you go. And I'm like, well, this isn't a thing.
Right.
And he's like, well, it is too. And I'm like, it doesn't even have like banking numbers on it.
Starter check.
And he goes, well, that's what I'm offering to pay with. And all I have to do is offer that because money is nothing more than an IOU from the government, backed by the government. And I'm like, well, I don't know who backs this.
Right.
Well, this is just you
at
writing
least I know the government.
And I said, this is just you writing on a piece of paper that you would give me this if you had it. And he said, well, that's all I have to do legally. And I'm like, I don't know anything about that. And that was another one where I'm 20 and I'm just like kind of cocky. And I'm like, well, I'm going to need you to bring up some cash, player, because this ain't going to fly here. And he got in the office with me and wanted to fight me. Because he was like some, I don't know what he was, some crazy lawyer. And he was like, I assume value to this. So this is valuable. I'm like, well, I don't. So I call my boss, who was from New Jersey, but also Texas. So he had the craziest accent you've ever heard. His name was Peter. And I'm like, Peter's a guy here who wants to pay. There's no number. There's no name. Nothing on the guy's check at all, except for the amount and his, like, he wrote it. And then he signed it. And he goes, how much is the check, John? And I'm like, well, Peter, it's – and he looked like Bill Cowher, which was a really odd thing. And I said, it was like $200. And he goes, ugh. And I'm like, yeah, boss doesn't want to take it either. And he goes, well, I'm not going anywhere. And he goes, you're going to do something about it? And he's standing in my face. I'm like, I think I have to hit this guy. I think something's going to happen. And then I hear Peter on the thing go, just take the goddamn thing. And I took it. They gave him a bunch of gift cards for next time. So I ended up winning that because my balls ended up in his drink. Yep. Because he came back and goes, hey, John, how are things going? And I'm like, how are you? And he goes, I'm good. And he said, your bosses gave me all these gift cards because you were so wrong that night. I'm like, okay. Okay, that's fine.
Okay, and regular guy.
Well, that's what I said. I said, what are you drinking? And he ordered, and I said, let me get those for you. A little, you know, olive branch. These are on the house. Well, that's nice of you. And one of them, and I remember his drink, was a neat bourbon with cherry in it. And also my balls for a second, because I did do that. I forgot about that guy was a ball drop. The other one was the old-fashioned where I didn't muddle the fruit. I dropped my balls in that guy's drink too. But but yeah, that's basically when you look into it legally, all you have to do is offer an IOU. That's it, because that's all money is. But we all agree that money is valuable, even though there's zero backing. There's nothing saying it's valuable. There's no gold standard.
Not anymore, no.
There's just a print, and this paper is what we say has money value.
So that's why you have a lot of people that just sit on the, when they say the crap hits the fan ever, you got, guys that have gold. Because gold has never changed. There's always been a value of gold throughout.
Gold and silver.
That's why in the history, gold and silver, yeah.
I understand more now about why people put their money in their mattresses than ever before.
Well, I did it for a long time. I had a Folgers can full of cash. I didn't have a bank account because
When I was bartending, I used to do that. And then I was like, just put it in it's better in the bank. And then you realize what happened in Greece and a couple other companies.
The money doesn't matter anymore.
Where they do a bail-in. Instead of a bailout, a bail-in is basically they lock the doors to the bank and say, thank you for your money. You've given it to the government.
Yeah.
Ugh. And you agreed to it.
You do.
So you do. And so, and then the other thing was this weekend, like I was telling you, so it's the new month. So you look at your savings account and Desert Schools issues out their dividends,
How much you get?
I got 47 cents.
That's pretty good. You're saving.
I got 47
cents. You can have
retirement.
The whole thing.
Put that in retirement.
What are you going to do with
man.
It?
Man, 47 cents, Brett. So what am I looking at? I'm looking at maybe $4 for the year.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty awesome on all the money.
That's if you maintain this level of
That's true. You got to keep that in there.
You can get, 94 cents.
You can't even order off the value menu at McDonald's on that $4.
You introduced us to Coinbase like in December, maybe November.
Yeah.
You told Brett and I about it. And Brett and I are schlubs, so we're like, all right, we'll do $100 maybe.
Right.
I did $200. I'm like, all right, we'll see how it plays. My $200 is now $330.
That's pretty good.
And I'm like, why is my money in the bank anymore?
Right.
But then you get scared because
the bank doesn't go down.
Right.
And it's volatile.
It's not
something you mess with.
Right.
This is the thing I tell people.
You have to ride it.
You don't do it for need.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
If you've got extra, it's gambling. You're gambling.
It is.
You're playing. 100%. You do it. If you need that money, do this.
It's like the stock market, but not. Yeah. You got to get in at the right time, ride it, and get out at the right time. This conversation
will be fascinating to listen to in 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because
when everybody's on blockchain? Yeah.
I think so.
I agree. Like, 100%.
I wish my 200 was a lot more back then, because now it's $60,000 for whatever one you're in.
It's 5 months later, Brady, and I'm already like, why didn't I dump everything in?
Well, I'm embarrassed that you're celebrating a $130 gain.
Yeah. Hey.
That's hilarious to me.
Yeah, I know. Brett and I talked about that yesterday. Yeah. You're like,
I'm sad for you.
These are the numbers that we play around with.
Jeremy, come in here and laugh at Toledo's
$130.
$130.
It's better than 43 cents a month. Which
I was just scraping the salmon off of your car.
Yeah. Yeah, and Todd Morrow said this, and I said this yesterday. He's absolutely right. He said, the theory of if enough people believe it, then it's true is the entire foundation of every religion.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And he said, your faith in Bitcoin is the same as Brady and his Lord Savior Jeebus Christmas. And I agree completely that that is true. But
it's been a pretty solid Bitcoin throughout the years.
One, well, we could debate that for days, Brady. All the murders and deaths. But the one thing is that currency has to be a thing that we all agree exists. Religion isn't, but it is like current. You have to have currency of some sort to live in a society. You can't not. You can hermit away and not have any, but you're still going to have to do something with whatever's agreed upon. But it was fascinating. That quantum physicist explained things to me once, and we were having a nice talk. And then this level jump happened where his brain started working and mine doesn't. Mm. And it just went to like, he was explaining laser propulsion. He worked for the Defense Department for a while, and this triangulation of lasers that he said, we could launch rockets into space without a single engine. I'm like, what? And this was on the heels of saying, like, I like French fries. Like, I was telling him I enjoyed the meal where the fries here are really good. They're so tasty. I could eat tons of these. And he's like, you know about rocket propulsion and lasers? Like, no. Why would you tell me these things? And he explained the triangulation of lasers and how if they're the Defense Department spent all this money to try to get them in. And he's explaining it down to, like, the engineering side. And there's just nobody home on the other side of the table. And I started, like, feeling bad for the guy. I'm like, who do you talk to? Nobody can follow you.
Then he went to DC Comics after that.
And he wasn't nerdy about things that I could follow. He was nerdy about everything I could. I wished he would have gone into DC Comics, because at least I know who Batman is. Like, there were words I didn't understand how they worked. Like, not to say. Like, now I felt like how Brady feels with language. I'm like, I don't know how those words work. How do those letters get together and make
why
words?
Why would you use that word?
Why would you try that? Would you put your mouth through that? So, yeah, dumb guy lunch yesterday. And Ryan was so nice because he's, you know. And then I just look around and go, the hostess pants are hot. So that's all I had to offer. Like, she's wearing tight pants.
Yeah. Blockchain.
Girl with the hostess, she's dressed in hot pants. Yes. Okay. Anyway, idiot. Do you know what the last four words I said were? Yes. I know they were words. Okay. Let me explain. And the poor guy had to. So I feel terrible because our lunch was nice, but I think he drove home and went, what a moron. Because that's what I was doing when I left. My God, I was a moron. Then you try to explain it to somebody else. What was your lunch about? And then you try to be the genius. And look at them like, you don't know what you're talking about. I have no clue how to explain this to anyone.
I think that's the first thing you said in here that morning was like, look, I don't know.
I don't understand anything.
Blank about it.
Yeah.
I do understand
the little bits I'm doing. I got my dad on this. So he's like researching and then he gives me the.
Right.
And I understand it a little bit. But it is. It's basically coming down to the fact that our money system is about to drastically change. And I think it's happening kind of undercurrent. To most people thinking, this is silly. This
it really
is, silly.
Is. It really is.
But I don't think that's the
case.
It's
weird going to a store and they no longer take cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's harmful to your brain.
Yeah.
As much
yeah.
as you're like, well, wait. Because, I mean, think about you like to trade. That used to be the only way there was.
Right.
And then they took that kind of away.
Trading's more viable now.
It's becoming that, but yeah. It is. Well, you say that because you're dreaming of the day that you don't ever have to actually, I don't spend any of this money. If you trade, but it's one of those things where they kind of took that away years ago because it was becoming unfair, probably caused a lot more fights than, like, you gave me a bunch of cruddy hay and I tried to give you water and, you know.
Right, you gave me moldy
one
hay.
Thing, and then you put value on that stuff and one's higher than the other, so they made it even. Like, 100 of these is valued at that, so charge it.
And the old school way of cash is king, that kind of deal, right. When you think, now I have to get some form of credit. Currency.
Well, it's collateral is all it is.
And then
cash and you're paying fees into that.
Yeah,
I know. Third party.
Decentralized. Yeah. That's what crypto's all about. Crazy. You watch those videos and when they start talking about decentralizing things, you start believing. You talked about rabbit holes last week. Yeah. I was down the crypto rabbit hole this week.
Oh,
you have to get out of it.
Don't do it.
You have to get out of it.
You're not smart enough. I'll tell you right now.
No, 100%.
I don't think anybody is. Maybe that Ryan guy yesterday. He says, I enjoy when you have your conversations with smart people because you turn into how Dale Hellestray has to feel every day. And that's true. I did. I was Dale Hellestray. I told him, I didn't get all these big words, Johnny. Just order a drink and shut up.
That's why a lot of people, you know, like the hedge fund managers, and they start talking to the game, just take my money.
Yeah.
And,
well, I don't
and
do
grow
that.
It.
That's why. It took me so long to even try this is because at first I'm like, I'm not just going to hand you cash.
Exactly.
And he's like, you don't have to give me anything. It's up to you. And I'm like, that doesn't register. Like, I'm supposed to give you something, then you do something with it. It's crazy. And everybody that scoffs at the idea, I'm starting to I want to believe that this can change, but it's weird. And I don't have like, it's not like I'm, you know, make or break with it, but it was an interesting conversation, but I've never felt dumber. And then I wake up this morning and I've got salmon pizza and steak in my car because I'm too stupid to take something that 5 minutes ago was in my hand into the house. I'm a moron. So I'm like, I shouldn't be involved in anything smart. Just go tell your fart jokes and end your existence.
But when that crypto money starts paying, you just not even get rid of the bag. You just turn the Jeep in and get another one.
Yeah, that's it. I'll just take here. This thing's loaded
smells with
old steak.
I don't like it. Give me a new one.
It smells because there's food in the back seat. Is that still there? I don't have a man to take that out right now. So, Javier, you left all the steak in the car like I told you not to.
Sorry, Mr. Holmberg. I thought for sure you would do that.
Please. These hands are not meant for carrying things. They're meant for counting. Yeah, if I ever struck it rich on something like that, and people are like, how'd you make your money? Inheritance. I wouldn't even try to explain it. Like, I had an uncle die and gave me a ton of money. I would never go, well, I'm a crypto. Because then they'd start asking questions and realize, this guy's an idiot. I don't want any questions about it. But it is. It's basically, and Bill Maher kind of said it this weekend, it's the Tinkerbell philosophy. If enough of us believe, it becomes real.
But that was the thing, like, when he was saying that, I was shouting at the TV the same thing you're saying. So that's
same with
all his money. Yeah, that's all money is.
Cash, too.
I know that that's been the standard for so long, but this, to me, is just becoming a new standard.
It's weird.
It just isn't accepted fully yet.
No. It's just nuts. I'm not smart enough to understand the way the world's going to work, which scares me because I'm already a...
And that one story, that guy that has millions in the crypto, he's got one more attempt at a password.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, he's lost his password. And that's just proof he's like me. He dummied his way to like tons of money on something he probably didn't understand too much. And he forgot his password, which happens to me all the time. All the time. Which is the best thing my friend told me. He goes, just pick the most memorable name from high school. And then, like, add an exclamation point and make that your password for everything. No one will ever crack it, ever. No one will ever get your password unless they're super hackers. And nobody's coming after me for that. But you just, you know, like, I remember, and this is not my password, but Cranston Munger was the most memorable
name.
Good one. And he listens to us. He's still around. He's here now. But that was the most memorable name at my school because I'd never heard the name Cranston before as a first name. And I don't know what Munger is, but it sounds like a thing. That could be my password. It's not, though. My password's in Spanish. You know who doesn't speak Spanish? Me. So occasionally I'm like, what the hell was that Spanish thing I wrote in there for a password? Stupid. Anyway, what do you got on the big board of musical treats today?
All right.
Do we have Brewer today?
Yep.
Oh, cool. Jim Brewer's going to call us later. That'll be good.
What time's he in?
8:15. He's not in. He's calling us.
Oh, 8:30. Okay.
Yeah. All right, cool. All right, wake up song brought to you guys by, of course, our friends over at Action Ride Shop. And you're going to be hitting the trails this weekend.
Close.
Hit up Josh and the boys because they're going to get you dialed in. Need the gear, you need the bikes. They can rent you bikes. They got e-bikes. They got everything. So they're going to get you on the trails. Yeah. Check them out on Facebook as well as Instagram at Action Ride Shop. You know, going back to the conversation we were having about Bill Gates, you got Kanye West Gold Digger on there. Nazareth Love Hurts. What else we got? Don't Go Away, Mad, Just Go Away from the Crew.
Yeah. Dude, what about Kanye and Kim's divorce? I haven't read anything about what they're agreeing to do. They just
even
with their own
half? Yeah.
Because they're kind of even, aren't
and
they?
And they split one of their accounts that they had together, but they basically were separate.
Yeah, they kind of had their own worlds, which is the only way to do it when you're in that stratosphere.
What else we got? Primus, Static X, Slayer, Drowning Pool, the Star Wars theme from Mecco, that disco thing from back in the day.
Oh, my God. Somebody remembered Mecco.
Yeah.
Do it.
All right.
May the 4th be with you.
Wow.
Remember this? I forgot all about this. This became like a huge sensation in the, I guess.
Yeah, it was like the disco.
Was it the 70s? It had to be the 70s, right? When this is embarrassing that we're going to do this.
78, 79.
Had to be, right? Like, in between. Well, it had to be before that. It had to be right on the heels of
Star
Wars.
Or when was 77?
77, so. Something like that. Had to be right around, like, 78, probably, you're right. Mecco. Hilarious. Get that on there. We'll do that as our wake-up songs. It's May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. And it is funny, but again, to people with speech impediments, it's a daily struggle. And we're making fun of it. And I love that we've decided to do that. It would be like if the only way it worked is if you had to talk like you were deaf. Main phone thing with you, and everybody did it. It'd be like, you guys are dicks, but they can't hear us, so it's okay. Hilarious. And what's funny is this, seemingly the May the 4th thing just started like a few years ago.
Yeah.
It does seem like.
How in the world did we not May the 4th right off the bat?
Right.
Like tough sell here up against Cinco de Mayo. You know, it's like,
well, no. I mean,
no, not really.
No, people weren't like, well, I only do one thing a week, goddammit. I'm not doing that if I've got Cinco de Mayo tomorrow. Well, it's too much to remember.
I know. It's jokey. It's not a tough sell.
But the May the 4th thing should have happened in like the day after Star Wars came out. Because that's all they said. May the Force be with you. They sold everything. So May the 4th comes up. The movie came out on Memorial Day, so you had 1 year.
Had to have been from Comic-Con originally.
I don't know. It came out of nowhere. It seems to have come out of nowhere. And I think it's potheads that started it, for the most part. Or some kid who said, it's my birthday's May the 4th. And people would be with you. Because they were making fun of a kid
who's got a lisp. Lou Ferrigno came up with it.
Ferrigno's deaf, Brady. That's different. He doesn't have a stutter or a lisp.
Oh.
You'll get it. Speech impediment people get upset.
He's illustrating.
He sounds deaf too, but again, not a speech impediment. Deaf people are not speech. They just can't hear what they say. You guys are both jerks.
I have an impediment.
You do?
Yeah.
What is yours called?
Lisp.
That's it. It doesn't have like an infricative or something.
Oh, it probably does. Yeah,
okay.
But it's like a Bitcoin.
It's if I believe in it, it gets bigger.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to really start believing.
If you invest in it.
But how bad was it when you were a kid? Was it all lisping? Like super bad? Like what was the worst?
Maybe a little bit, but it's pretty much the same.
As when you were little?
Yeah, a little bit. But
so what did they work on? Because you had a speech therapist, right?
Yes, because I would do my S's. I still do it on kind of on the side, top side of my mouth. My tongue would go.
S. Yeah. So it's S?
Up, yeah.
And so now you have to be S. Careful.
Yeah, so you keep your – but then when I feel like I'm doing the more of a
– gay?
Yeah. But what's the – there's,
so
there's a better term for it, like a
– effeminate? Homosexual? Flaming?
No.
Pirate of the ass?
That's it.
That's the one.
Yeah.
That's the official with the speech therapist said. You sound a little homo.
I feel like I whistle when I
– ooh.
Yeah.
When you try too hard to go S's, right?
Yes.
You start
to get
sounding
my
S's older.
Proper.
Why do you have to be so?
Because those are some of the exercises.
You know? Right.
And well, then
that's okay.
I'd have
not
to rest.
To like
they would take little rubber bands and you'd rest them on your tongue at that period. They called it Mother's Delight.
Ew.
Because you're not talking.
Ah. And you just have rubber bands strapped to your tongue?
Yeah, like the ones you put in braces.
Yeah.
And you'd rest them on the top of the tongue and you have to put them in that position where the – you're supposed to be pronouncing your S's. So they wanted to design it with muscle memory.
Sounds
with
like
your
torture.
Tongue.
Yeah, you didn't wrap the around your tongue.
No, you didn't wrap it. You just rested
so
it on
you could
the
put
tongue.
Like a peanut on there. Anything would work.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They probably use those just in case you swallow them or something.
Yeah. Sounds like torture.
It does sound kind of torture. But your parents put you in that because you sounded
I did that
crazy.
For a summer.
The speech therapy?
Yeah.
Was it your choice or your mom and dad? Like we
no, my
stop
mom
this?
Had me work with the – yes.
So it must have been pretty pronounced.
Oh, yeah. You
suffer.
You would do it. It's just like practice, you know, enunciating all the
I
words.
Want to hear old tapes of how bad it was. Somebody's got to have a video. You're going, Mom.
You know what? I don't think we recorded.
This is unbelievable stuff out here. Well, you got to get ready to a therapist. He's spitting on all of us.
You're peeing your pants. You're spitting all over everybody when you talk. You were a tough kid.
Me and Puffy the Piss Pillow are struggling outside.
Inconceivable. Yeah.
What happened to him? He's the weird one. If I switch your glass with my glass.
Yeah, so you had the same thing Wallace Shawn had. Kind of that sideways S. All right. Well, you've done a good job.
Ha!
You heard me, Brett. He's done a nice job. And look at
that. That's what got me on radio.
I was going to say, you conquered your speech problems, and that's why you have the dulcet tones of Brady Bogan every morning reading stuff to you. Yeah, that's huge. all right, there it is. Star Wars is ready to go. Oof. I hasten to hit the button. But it's May the 4th be with you.
Nerds unite.
Unite, and you also started this. This is your fault. I haven't heard this in forever, so I'm excited. This was an actual, like, I think it had to be a top 10 hit.
I would imagine
it, because it was on all the time. And as a kid, I was freaked out about it. It was great. It's the Star Wars theme.
Our country is facing a major crisis. We need to find out what's causing it.